Hello again, this is, what is this now? This is Seven Laws Blog UK. I'm David, and today's post is called Struggle of Conscience. Struggle of Conscience. I personally detest government. I don't think its claim to authority has any legitimacy at all, especially the modern ones reliant on democracy or the acceptance of the serf class, where a bunch of people, each of which has no right to tell me or each other what to do, choose a group of similar humans to tell me and everyone else what to do. The base of such authority is totally vacuous. Yet I respect the seven laws as coming from God, being enjoined on all humans, Gentiles in particular. But my only access to info on the seven laws is the rabbis. The ancient ones gave a general rendering of the seven, but the more modern ones try to elucidate it further. One such rabbi, one well known amongst seven laws cognizant Gentiles, Rabbi Moshe Weiner, wrote an extensive work on what exactly? I mean, it's not the seven laws exactly, but rather something he calls the Noahide Code, a code of morality that seems much wider than the seven laws, yet appears to include those laws. The book, or a translation of it, is called The Divine Code, by the way. Reading his book, sometimes it seems as if God commanded seven laws as well as others, or other laws. Some things are called obligations, yet are not one of the seven. It's not exactly an easy read, and it's hard to make out what is just his opinion and what is not. Even his opinion is exalted amongst those who call themselves Noahides, and amongst Jews, I believe, since he is learned in these matters. That is not to say his opinion or his book is accepted by all. It is definitely not. How authoritative it is supposed to be, I can hardly tell. If a person disagrees with it and doesn't act the book forbids, or doesn't do what the book obligates, has that person transgressed God's law? Even I have voiced my concerns about this in previous articles. Now, in the midst of this confusion and with my anti-government mindset, I find a chapter in his book called Government Authority, Laws of Land Conquered in War, in which I read that people are tantamount to the property of the rulers, that although theft and robbery amongst us lowly plebeians is forbidden under pain of death, if a so-called valid king conquers a land, translate that as a territory including the inhabitants of it, in any type of war, just or unjust, then it becomes his acquisition. As English dictates, acquisition is just another term for property or an item owned. What am I to do? You see, I have no sufficient reason to relinquish my concept of the baselessness of government authority. Yet here is a so-called authoritative work on the seven laws, including government authority in the law of theft, one of the seven laws, and telling me, in essence, that God's commandments tell me that I am owned by government and that I must follow its dictates. Is this a core law, a divine dictate, or the opinion of a rabbi who has no authority to enjoin such a law upon me? How would I know? I mean, I can't just become subservient to him, as that makes no sense to me. Having as little trust in people as I do, I couldn't simply say, okay, I'll simply do what you say and accept your teachings. It makes no sense for me as a Gentile to be ruled by a Jew, much less anyone else. Yet can I easily dismiss his points in one part of his book and accept them in other parts? Actually, yes, I could if some parts seem more well-founded than the others or more acceptable, but to me, too many of the few Jews I've met seem quite authoritarian, into politics and rulers. Does that come out of nowhere? I mean, the axiom, the law of the state is law, is popular amongst them. But the state, to me, is just a bunch of humans like me and therefore have no claim over me. At times, the inner turmoil quietens and I just go on automatic. That is, the state is that great evil Nimrod initiated and inculcated, a harmful entity to be kept afire. It's an idol made of human flesh that craves lifeblood from its devotees. Actually, from anyone. I should say from anyone. But the question is, did I just describe Christianity? Interesting. Anyway, but then my love for God and the seven laws leads me to, quote-unquote, Noahides. And Jews raising the government as something of real authority. And those people wrapped a the accepted mafia, not the government, but the accepted mafia. They wrap the mafia up in the seven law garb and say it's part of the warp and woof, part of the fabric. And it makes me wonder for a while. Thank you. Until I see it's still a bunch of humans like me. What am I to do? And that's it. That's my struggle of conscience. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.